This is Fresh Air. Carly Rae Jepsen has a new album. You might remember that she scored a big hit in 2011 with her song Call Me Maybe. The video for the song has been viewed more than 700 million times. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the challenge for an artist with a hit single is to channel that popularity into a career that lasts longer than the life of one song. Here's his review of Jepsen's new album, Emotion.
Having one huge hit song is a blessing and not exactly a curse. Before Call Me Maybe, few people outside of Canada knew the name of the third-place winner of Canadian Idol, that country's version of the abominable singing competition. But once Carly Rae Jepsen's hit became happily unavoidable, the album she tucked it into, 2012's Kiss, was excellent, but sold less than 300,000 copies. So good for Jepsen that she put her head down and opened her ears and started writing and working with an array of producers who've worked with everyone from Vampire Weekend to Taylor Swift. The result, Emotion, broken into syllables on the cover, Emotion, is an album that is adventurously diverse in both its sounds and its sentiments. Consider the languid melancholy of this album's standout ballad, All That. Since it's always a bad idea to turn your back on the audience that made you a star, let it also be said that Jepsen hasn't lost her interest or touch for bubblegum pop in the tradition of Call Me Maybe. Consider this refined sugar called Boy Problems.
Listen, just leave or stay. But I'm done.
Was an irresistible hit for its catchy chorus and Jepsen's winsome but not cutesy vocal. The sentiment it expressed captured a certain mood not often written about in pop music. The casual come-on, hiding some of your interest in someone by trying to seem nonchalant, even as there's a lot of roiling emotion just below that oh-so-casual surface. On this album, Jepsen drops the studied nonchalance, but she doesn't go all moody or rebellious or self-conscious on us. The music stays, for the most part, swift and airy, yet strong enough to carry weightier strategies. An example of this is Run Away With Me, which begins by throwing you off balance with its honking saxophone before launching into a request to a lover to both escape and commit to each other.
You're stuck in my head. Run away.
It's tempting to hear this album emotion as Jepsen's struggle to avoid being a one-hit wonder, but that's the wrong angle to come at this work with. Rather, it's one very smart musician's attempt to expand the notion of what disposable pop can sound like. On no song is this more clear than one called Your Type. Listen to the lyric that shimmers up to the forefront.
I used to be in love with you. You used to be the first thing on my mind. I know I'm just a friend to you. That I will never get to call you mine. But I still love you. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I love you. I didn't mean to say what I said.
The yearning expressed in Your Type explodes all the pretty computer programming to achieve a real ache and anguish. At a time when female pop singers are supposed to come on strong and independent, to be all about empowerment, it's almost shocking to hear Jepsen give herself over to the subject of this song, wanting a guy so badly that you open yourself up to him completely, acknowledging that you blew it with him the first time around, asking for a second chance, admitting that you'll rearrange your life for him. But one key reason the song is so good is because it transcends male or female roles. Anyone could sing the sentiments of this song. Taken together with all the different styles and moods she controls so impeccably throughout emotion, well, that's just another way of saying she's more than just a one-hit wonder.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Carly Rae Jepsen's new album, Emotion.